Enter the Dragon, Los Angeles, California, 1976. For me, the movie starts with a black man leaping into an orbit of badges. Tiny moons catching the sheen of his perfect black afro. Arc kicks, karate chops, and 30 cops on their backs. It starts with the swagger. The cool lean into the leather front seat of the black and white he takes off in. Deep hallelujahs of moviegoers drown out the wah-wah guitar, salt and butter high fives, right on, brother. And daddy, glowing so bright he can light the screen all by himself. This is how it goes down. Friday night, and my father drives us home from the late show. Two heroes Cadillac and across King Boulevard. In the car's dark cab we jab and clutch Jim Kelly and Bruce Lee with popcorn breath, and almost miss the lights flashing in the cracked side mirror. I know what's under the seat, but when the uniforms approach from the rear quarter panel, when the fat one leans so far into my father's window, I can smell his long day's work. When my father, this John Henry of a man, hides his hammer, doesn't buck, tucks away his baritone, license and registration shaking as if showing a bathroom pass to a grade school principal. I learned the difference between cinema and city. Between the movie house cheers of old men and the silence that gets us home.